So can we just let our genes speak to each other?
Except for the labyrinth of your mind that won't accept it, or music that you can't play, and ears that can't hear it, and eyes that can't read the music, and tones that can't be picked up and known what key you're in, down to the whole tonality of how the whole process works but can't even be responded to. So it seems like a white-knuckle fight for you all, apparently.
Ian, what's the best way to soften one's labyrinth of their mind?
Go on, Keith. You
know, Roxy's starting to complain. This is the effect of, if you were in a cult, they start bashing, you know, ridiculous ideas at you over and over and over again, and you end up brain dead, and you start saying, I don't know what to think anymore, so you capitulate. So, Roxy, I just want to say, Roxy, we're not putting you in this state. We're not trying to turn you into a cult victim. Mm-hmm. You're doing that to yourself.
No brain, no game.
What was your question, Chad, when he went la, 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 la? What was your question so I can make a note on that?
I asked if there's a way that Ian recommends to soften one's labyrinth of their mind.
Oh, yeah. Right, Chad. How to soften the brain.
Do you mean tenderize it or something, Chad?
Yeah, tenderize it so that there's less rigidity between the physical and the non-physical, so you're not offending your labyrinth. But it sounds like Ian was imitating a softened labyrinth of the mind by going like...
But the drops do that.
Is the 16th chapel called 16 because it's the ecstatic body? It's corresponding to the ecstatic?
It's like Lucy.
You got to let it jiggle.
It's like Lucy, Ian, Lucy from I Love Lucy?
No, that was he said.
Actually,
we got a musician here, Chad. She can sing. You name a song, she can sing.
The movie, Lucy, yeah.
It's a movie about the using the whole brain.
You.
You're the movie about the whole brain.
Awesome.
Here,
about you, Rocky.
Value judgment to yourself, okay? They're useless.
Hey, Ion, you said the Oppenheimer Fund. I looked up the name Oppenheimer. It was also an American physicist who directed the Los Alamos Lab for the Atomic Bomb Research. Does it have anything
Robert
to do with that?
No, I would understand it. The famous gold, South African gold family, Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay.
Gold mining. And you know what Robert Oppenheimer says? If you've heard some of the McLuhan tapes I've played you, of the many Tony Schwartz recordings, he repeated it several times. Robert Oppenheimer said, there are children playing in the streets who have perceptual modes that could solve my biggest questions because they have modes that I lost long ago. That's what Marshall said. So you know what Marshall said? He said, we got to get Robert Oppenheimer on TV. It's back when, you know, three networks, and have millions of people watching Robert Oppenheimer as he presents his latest physics problems, whatever he's working on. McLuhan predicted that there would be at least one person in the audience who would have the sensory modality to be able to figure out the answer, and then would just phone it in. And that's how we could conduct science.
I am the destroyer of the worlds.
That is Robert Oppenheimer. He said that when he saw the bomb go off at Trinity on July 16, 1945.
For example,
I mean, Mom made the prospect of future war unendurable. It has led us up to those last few steps to the mountain path, and beyond there is a different country.
What happened,
I am
for
quoting Robert Oppenheimer, Kim, okay?
Okay.
The optimist thinks this is the best of all possible worlds. The pessimist fears it to be true.
That's a Barry Nevitt thing. The optimist says this is the best of all possible worlds. The pessimist says is worried that that may be true, that this is the best of all possible worlds. Did your Christian education, Kim, ever bring that up? Did you ever hear that within the context of your 30 years with Robert Young and every other whack job in the Christian world?
Nope, never heard anything called original thinking. Nope.
Hey, I liked your dialogue with Ginny. That was good.
No man could escape our universities without knowing how little he knows.
But, you know, when you said Babylon has fallen, it's fallen, you did quote part of Revelation 18:2. You know, Babylon, were you quoting that when he cried out mighty with a strong voice, Babylon, the greatest fallen is fallen? You quoting that verse?
Yeah. Any man who errs take 10 years to correct is quite a man.
All right, Don. Ion starts random quoting. Random quoting. Sniping.
You know, I had a dream in 2011. I didn't remember my dreams very often, but I had a dream, and I actually cut the quote, and I put it on my computer at work. And it says, I woke up with this in my head. It says, it has now come full circle. And when I looked it up, it says that to complete a cycle, it's to return to its beginnings. And it says, the novelist's vision of human life has come full circle. From optimism to pessimism and back to optimism again. Was that dream from you?
Okay, Kim, before he answers, it's not from Ion. Ion is a creating non-physical entering in the physical. But if you say, is it from the non-physical of yourself, which everybody is has, then everything is from there. So it's a loose question. But it's not from the Ion that's talking. Because Ion that's talking is not non-physical anymore, as it's defined, as something that's in a state of bliss that doesn't create. So Ion has nothing to do with everything we've heard about Ion since he showed up. Wasn't made clear for years, but he was not non-physical anymore, as he defined non-physical in the beginning, as a blissful environment that didn't create. Ion's been creating since March 18, 2009. That's not non-physical. Start asking you. Ask him a question, Scott. You're new.
Ion, I would like to know that it's going to be a tremendously exciting month for me.
As opposed to a non-expensive, wonderful month for you?
Yeah. Ion, I spent so much time contemplating the moment when I could ask.
The phone goes dead. This is not the way it always is. He got zapped. Well, he's sort of there. He's still blipping. Is he still there, Ion? Can you see him, Ion? Can you answer him?
Mostly.
So Ion, is Scott going to have a tremendous great month?
Pickles, is that you?
I can't get Ion to say who Pickles is. He sort of says it's Carolyn, but then it becomes other people too.
Doesn't anyone know where that quote came from?
Yeah, somebody told us last week. Some entertainment complex, some empire, some media.
Some empire. I thought it was from the Lady Killers movie.
Maybe it is. Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah. It's the one Ion's been telling us to listen to since 2009, or watch, rather.
So, Roxy, are you still speaking, Roxy? Do you have more questions?
Could we do more of the 16th Chapel of what is there, really?
Yeah, do it.
It's like, how come Bob is there?
Yeah, why am I in that damn fucking corrupt painting? This erroneous fallacy of an art project.
When Bob sees the Sixtine Chapel, is that helping him to know who he is or remembering something?
Ion, are the images of Bob in the Sixtine Chapel and in the Bible helping Bob come into his power?
For example, what is...
Oh, wait. Hey, we have to wait. We just wait quietly. Ion figures out. There's so many possible answers Ion could give. So chances are they are helping me, Chad. Chances are they are helping me.
No, but so I have the impression there are these clues there to remind us, like the pyramids.
Oh, you mean like loose clues?
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, very slave.
Did we plan that, or what did what? Who made the plan?
You did. You did.
Is there anything else we have to know that is depicted in the Sixtine Chapel?
We have to wait. Let him. He's mulling over all the potential answers.
That's ridiculous. We're just trying to answer the
question.
Play the blues theme song, Bob.
You've sent in a new song? No new song here?
Yeah, blues.
Ah, there it is. Okay, good.
Children's
your
show.
Questions. It's a children's show.
Well, we got to start somewhere, Bob.
I agree.
We gotta find a paw print. That's the first clue. We put it in a notebook, and now what do we do? Blues. We gotta find another paw print. That's the second clue. We put it in a notebook. Now what do we do? Blues. We gotta find another paw print. That's the third clue. We put it in a notebook, and well, you know what to do. Blues. Well, we sit down in a thinking chair and think. 'Cause when we use our minds, take a step at a time, we can do anything.
Isn't that wonderful? How wonderful. Where you can sit down in your thinking chair and think.
Well, that's opened up things. Now you can ask Ian questions. He has to oblige because we did his part.
What was the last question that evoked that?
It's about the clues.
It was what?
The clues we left to ourselves. To remember.
Yes, and you sit down in the thinking chair when you get out of time and think.
Okay, Scott, you got blipped off. You can ask your question again.
Ashram, Arandam, Ram. Abadabadoo.
Game on the ball.
Ian, did you realize when I began the chat with Thunderbirds Are Go that the resurrection of the Thunderbirds Tovin show that aired at that very time was going to be called Ring of Fire?
Of course.
That was profoundly amazing to me, as was your requesting ACD just to irritate me.
Oh, well, that was fun. That was good. We couldn't resist that. That was highway to hell, baby.
Ian, what do you think about my personal additions to the Saltwater and the Remag that I'm planning for this month? The Colt's Foot in particular.
We suggest you should probably look at the Oppenheimer Fund.
Was that the Oppenheimer Fund?
Fund.
Thank you.
We were being facetious, but you're welcome. Mucho gusto.
Indeed. Was that Sarah?
Yeah.
Hi.
Don't get distracted, Scott. You got the second coming right there in your ear now. Ply it.
Ooh, second coming came in your ear and it was sticky and moist. And delicious and packed full of protein.
Ian, what happened with this big explosion in the Calbuco volcano in Chile?
Carbon. And guess what else? Oklahoma is now more virulent than California.
So the carbon in the atmosphere changed the ratios in the mountains and the shelters, the filters, the continent plates and all that?
The shelters and the filters and the continent plates. And they don't think we're sane sometimes, so... And it's really working out for Bob. He's taking us on. You know, he's nonsensical as the rest of us here. So it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
There is a lot of thundering in the volcanoes, really a lot. What is creating this electricity, or what is that?
Well, we've done this about a million times. It's the shift.
It's the what? The shib?
The shift. The shift.
Shift.
Is this telluric thundering, the ionic technology thunders? Like the last thunder?
News at 11.
Fiddy's way. That means you hit on a key point there, Roxy. When he can't answer, that's pretty well validates what you're suspicious about.
Suspicious, yes.
Well, Chad's not here, Roxy, so it looks like you're going to have to lead the charge here.
No,
Scott has something to say. What'd you say, Ian?
She's won the day.
Today there was a picture that looked like a giant made of the volcanic ashes.
I saw that. It looks like a big... bald-headed guy to the left of the image, right? The human shape.
Is that like an angel blowing?
No.
Is that anything or just coincidence?
Como?
Is that a smoke monster ion?
Could be, but no. We're so glad number one is with us. What you got, number one? Get it up.
Ion, did you cause that volcanic eruption?
Certainly. We told you we were going to before we did it already.
Okay. And in doing that, did you elevate us to another layer of heaven?
Well, potentially.
Yeah, and layer of heaven is a bad thing, Chad. In the Revelations, the layers of heaven are crisis, problems, drama. So... yes, the world's getting worse as a result of ion. If you use that phrase, layer of heaven.
Okay. Well, are you saying in general heaven is bad to talk about?
Yeah, in the Revelation, the layers of heaven are problem areas that has an angel smoting people in each case just about, that John, the Revelator, witnesses.
Okay, so ion, did you remove a layer of heaven?
Covering.
Awesome.
Covering as if we're like going to excavate over it kind of thing?
That's one way to describe it, but sort of.
As in we're going to build over it?
Not so much.
I'd like to know the purpose that layer of heaven was extinguished.
The level that separated you from your place of power.
I'd like to know how many layers are left.
Several.
Several, like, as in less than seven or more than seven?
Well, if there was a numerical value attached, we would have included it, wouldn't we, to the nomenclature, don't you think?
Is it because there's so many that you can't count them, can't represent them with a number? Ion, did you not state a number because it's like the dodecahedron, the angles where there's just zillions?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Ion, you call the chromosome 14 the ring of fire, and then we see the rings of fire in many levels, like in the galaxies and in the sinkholes and in the ring of fire of the... volcanic.
Everywhere. You find it everywhere to remind you to come back to God. It's a reminder to bring you back.
But is it the activation of the chromosome 14 what causes that is than visible?
There's a crucible, yes.
And what is coming now?
The end.
Ah, the end.
Ion, is there an Alcoda at the end to begin?
Sounds reasonable to us.
The song Wagon Wheel by Darius Drucker, are the spokes of the wagon wheel part of the chromosome?
Not so much.
Is it related to airflow and water pressure?
Better.
So that would be voltage.
It conducts.
Or at least amperage.
You said the structure of the Earth is not like we think it is. So how does this really work with the volcanoes? What is creating
the Earth?
Like, there is less oxygen, that's why these volcanoes get activated?
Or more pressure?
No, it's the load. In electricity, amperage has to have a load. And like a light bulb, it draws the amperage, and the voltage is the pressure. So the volcano has to be a load, like a light bulb, for the amperage to come through. So, Ion, are we talking about 110, 220, 440? Is it balanced, or is there a neutral going back to the core?
Antithesis.
Antithesis.
Oh.
Antithesis.
At the beginning, cold fusion was provoking many earthquakes. Is that also an effect of the cold plate?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yee-hoo! You hit gold there, Roxy. Not only was it is even more coming. Caused by me.
Is that what happened in Nepal?
And more. And more. Nepal has just begun.
In other words, when we say Coldplay, that's our technology. Now, Ion's told me not to talk about this on the air, but you're implying that our technology is causing this, or you're not saying that, Ion?
We defer to Dr. Dean until we've been cleared otherwise.
About what we could say, right?
It would be wise for your help.
So in Oklahoma, Ion, we're having 2 3.3 earthquakes twice a day, and it used to be 3.3 once a year. And they say that's due to fracking.
It's a frick frack alley back, give a dog a bone.
It's a fairy tale then.
Going home.
I worked in the oil fields. I saw the gas rigs. I did electrical up there with 480 volts. It's pretty dynamic.
What's pretty dynamic, Mark?
In Colorado, we were about 8,000 feet up, about 10,000 feet up. We drilled 13,000 feet down below the ocean. We're talking 22,000 to 30,000 feet, like the deep well projects that were going on that caused the problem in the Gulf. And they would take a directional drill, and they would pump this water in with this, all this kind of sediment and solvent. It's proprietary. To direct on a single well different well heads at one location 13,000 feet below the ocean on top of the Rocky. And that has to create something, maybe, maybe not, I don't know. I think Ion said the Fukushima core is going through the center of the Earth by now. Does Ion have a comment on that?
We do.
Can you explain what that means to the core, if anything?
Going through the Earth.
For what purpose?
To change your environment.
For us to have fun, because we need radiation?
It's cheaper.
What is the half-life on that core? How many years?
There is no half-life.
I know, because there's no time.
No, but there is no half-life on that core.
There is no half-life on that core. Is it perpetual or is it non-existent?
Neither.
Thank you, by the way, for the music last night, the drumming, and what Gail and I did.
Yummy.
It's beyond yummy. It's unexplainable, the drumming aspect. I just wanted to throw that in for the insanity part of the show. Thank you very much. You know, the only two things in life that's worth living is guitars in tune and firm-feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights, but I got my song.
Congrats.
I don't need any more. That's all I need, Ion, besides the RNA drops and everything else. I'm complete.
Good.
Fucked up, but complete.
When we travel to different countries, will we know where not to be when these things start happening more?
You won't care. You'll welcome it. Yeah, as though you don't want to be there, you will. It'll be fun. You want a front row seat.
Then that means we'll be safe no matter where we are.
Well, of course.
Why do we need so much destruction?
You wouldn't have it any other way.
How long before everything becomes more peaceful?
As little men or ascended ones?
As ascended ones.
Ever.
What'd you say? Ever? Forever? Never? What is that answer,
ever.
Ian?
We just said ever.
How long will it be ever?
As ascended, wouldn't we ever be at peace, Ian?
What? Oh. Not yet, Ion. Maybe it's coming any second, but. Carry on,
questions
Scott.
To you.
So this is a movie clip, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
It's going to be fun. Listen to the words very closely.
But I have wonderful news. Miss Trumbull and I are going to be married. And we are going to live in Oklahoma.
Really?
Oh, dear.
Ruprecht?
We have a guest. What do we do for guests? What did we do when Uncle Ted was here? No, Ruprecht. Ruprecht, no. After that, we apologize.
Good.
Ruprecht. Ruprecht, you want the genital cup?
Don't worry, Ruprecht. We won't go anywhere without you.
He'll enjoy Oklahoma's wide open spaces. He loves to run and run and run.
Ion, I noticed that Oklahoma was mentioned at the end, and you mentioned Oklahoma earlier. I'd like to know the significance of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to miss. Is there significance at this moment to Oklahoma? I'd like to know the significance of Oklahoma currently. Is there an event that happened there or is going to happen there that you're trying to point out?
Well, we'd say we already did.
Is this just to talk about the earthquake?
Earthquakes.
That's what I said, earthquakes, plural. Ian, are you pointing something out about the earthquakes in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Do you care to explain? Does anyone else know more about these earthquakes in Oklahoma? Maybe they can develop this a bit more.
Are they happening right now?
What is the reason for them?
Global warming.
that?
No, Oklahoma, they found that, I think, in Oklahoma, a 70 times increase in earthquakes that started when they started deep well injection from fracking.
Hmm.
Oh, it ain't a frick or a frack. It ain't a frick or a frack. It might be Fukushima coming through, but it ain't a frick or a frack.
So, Ion, okay. Can you explain what it is, then, if it's neither of those things that's causing it?
It's the Ashanti dagger.
Oh, you mean like the artifact?
That's Bob. It's in his inbox.
I'm not playing more shit. You give more answers. I'm doing my part playing your stuff, and now you got to give some answers to people. You have to translate the answers you say the clips represent, Ion.
So the Ashanti dagger is from the movie The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy, and it's supposedly capable of killing the Golden Child.
Why are you bringing up the movie The Golden Child, Jed?
Because of the Ashanti dagger. I Googled it.
Well, that's good, because The Golden Child is the clip that Ion wants to play, so we don't need to play it. You've tuned into it. Now you can ask all about the Golden Child movie clip.
Okay, Ion, I'd like to know who the Golden Child is.
You.
So there's a jaunty dagger out there that is the only thing that can kill me?
It can't.
Oh, it cannot. Okay.
No.
Can you know, maybe I am saying you can't be killed, Chad.
Viva Nepal.
Viva Nepal is in the title for this clip. So we're celebrating Nepal allowing itself to experience an earthquake where 1,200 people died.
Oh, wait. Don't forget Buckman Turner Overdrive.
Hi, was the Ashanti dagger capable of killing me before the Nepal earthquake?
No.
Ion, I'd like to know the connection between the Nepal earthquake and the Ashanti dagger.
It's the current, the electrical current that they apply.
And I'd like to know who they are.
You, as an ascended one, position, thunder, lightning, crashing, booming. It's pulling from the earth out, affecting the geomagnetic structure, which is also applied to the Ashanti dagger.
So the ascended me creates these electrical currents that come out of the earth, is that right?
In a sense.
Did you mean you in the plural, then?
We are more than plural. Viva Nepal. And bless my dear brother, Numasi.
Bion, you said you created the lightning, you as in me or us, and then you turned around and said us as in you. Is it you and us that created the earthquake?
Sometimes it's us instead of you. Sometimes it's you in the state of us. Sometimes it's you in an ascended state looking back at the little you that applies to us. Sometimes it's the us that drags you from the middleman into a superfluous state that you already are, that you say you're not yet, that you're trying to become to, that you haven't arrived at yet, that you want to because you thought you had, maybe could, would have, sort of, maybe did. But because you didn't, you have to attach it to something until you can. And if that's us, okay.
So, Ion, is there any benefit to me to know whether it's you or ascended me looking back at me or me causing it? Is there any benefit to me knowing those differences?
Well, we started that with Billy Swan.
That Let Me Help song.
There was a bit of a theme, eh?
Well, what I asked was a yes-no answer, and I got Billy Swan, so.
Dude.
So, Ion, I would like to be able to identify the difference between when I'm creating earthquakes and when you're creating earthquakes and when ascended me looking back at me is creating earthquakes.
The perspective has to do with where you are when you're looking.
Can you give me examples of those perspectives so that I can more easily identify them?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay, go ahead.
If you take the music that's been played tonight and piece it back together in a segue It gives you representations of you in the future, tense, looking to the back, you in the back, looking to the front, side to side, left over fist, fist over left, and then the comedic values in between of how they apply, all the way from attaching the paw prints into the notebook and getting to your thinking chair and think, 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 that allows you to solve blues, clues. Then you come all the way up to Golden Child through Dirty Rotten Scoundrels back to I Can Help, We Want to Help, back to The Blood That Bought Church. It's pretty significant.
Did anyone catch me laughing? The Blood of Some Church?
Blood Bought Church. But we're sorry, Bob, I had to bore you all with that technical interference.
Can you chat for a moment, please?
Certainly.
Ion, when we have a choice, who is the answer for you or me? You never said a name. When I do a downstroke on my drum beat, I'm defining a note.
No, you're not. You're defining a beat, not a note.
But I'm accenting the note.
That's an accenting of a note. That's not, that's accenting a and, note is a beat, not a note.
And the word. Oh, yeah, when I
you
play
don't.
Drums, then I don't. Well, I don't play drums.
You don't drum in A.
In an eddy? In a.
In A sharp. Or
no,
A sharp. You don't drum.
No.
Well, we know. Exactly.
Well, no, I'm just saying that I have a choice to define where my drum beat lands, and it's not me or you. It is a name. The name is Gail or Mark or whatever, or Bob or Carolyn. That's where my downstroke hits. So what is your downstroke when you hit? Do you have a name? All right. Never mind.
Wait for the answer, Mark. You're not going to get an answer right away. Just go wait it out.
People think
shut up. Just wait. Wait.
Don't get mad. Go. Be patient.
Ion, what is the name of the downbeat? When we hit a note, when we strike a chord, when we strike a pose, when we strike a dance, when we walk into a power pose, it's not just the name is you or me. There is a name. There is a person there that's defining this moment. Does that have power or not? And can you define that name? Yes, I found it in the music last night. I'm still asking. Ion, if you're not talking to me, what plane do I have to be to meet the airport to meet you? What difference do I have to make to talk to you besides my dreams? And my reality. Where is the portal to allow the question to come through?
Ascertain the name.
Is it over the Morse code that you're sending over the phone?
Sometimes. Well, it's not just there, it's everywhere. It's in your Netflix, it's in your Go, it's in your every aspect.
So I have to use solfege, Morse code, white noise, and a filtering system to come across to you. I thought the R&A drops was going to supply that answer.
Well, you're able to do it, aren't you? You're noticing that you don't have it. That's pretty significant, don't you agree?
No, I have it. I don't even know what I don't know. I don't know what I don't know.
Exactly. Then ascertain the name. Fathom, learn, deduce, divine, discern, see, comprehend.
Well, that's a lot of words.
Overstate. Well, you made it hard, so.
You're telling me what to do. I am not going to follow those orders. I just play around, go to work.
You're not going to follow Ion's orders, and you know, you're screwed.
No.
It's a bad idea.
No. I'm the court jester.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll learn.
I'm the chord jester, Mark. You're a lousy chord jester. You never qualify. I'm the chord fucking jester, okay? So find another role.
Okay, I'm the second lieutenant.
For who? We don't have lieutenants around here.
You know, I listen to
you. You've got to soften up a bit, man. You're coming here like a pit bull. Calm down.
Yeah, and no matter what you define yourself, Mark, I'm ignoring it. Your definition of yourself is irrelevant. You're supposed to be engaging.
I know. I listen to the archives.
Now, get going.
I listen to everything. I'm one of the few people that listen to everything.
Well, we're not interested in listeners. I'm not interested in listeners. I'm interested in talking. You're doing a good thing now. You're talking to Ion. That's all that's required. I have no respect for anybody who listens. Fuck the listeners.
You know what I'm talking about?
Forget the listeners.
You know what I'm going to say? That Lukabok is great and that Bob is irrelevant. That's what I'm going to say. Ion is telling me what I'm doing in my music, and you need to be quiet.
Who has to be quiet?
You.
Well, okay, I'll be quiet. Go ahead. Talk to Ion. That's what you're here for.
Yeah, Chad.
You need to smoke a double barrel bong or something, man. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, you know what? Your opinion means a lot to me.
Ion, why did you refute? Let's hear Ion's opinion. It may not mean a thing, but TJ, I recognize initials. We haven't heard from TJ since, like, 2010 in my mind. First of all, he says, where the hell is James Martinez? I pronounce that James died, and I dismissed that question.
Who?
Yeah, Ion, who? That's right. Well, I remember Ion. I'm human.
Oh, you mean Mr. Curtis. Yeah, Mr. Curtis. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, James Curtis. TJ says, I've been listening to Bob since his appearance on KPFK on a show with Robert Anton Wilson and Roy of Hollywood. I helped piss off Frank Zappa. Yeah, see, Kelly, I helped piss off Frank Zappa's ghost when he appeared on Evan Ray's show with Glow. Ion is untrustworthy douche. Now, Ion, let's say you accept those words as a statement about you. How would you respond in your original way?
Well, if you're living in a world where you have to trust or not trust your douche, then you've got more problems than whether or not you're speaking to us.
That's what I was thinking. Most Ions wouldn't make a very good douche. Kind of burns.
So, a very good answer.
Now, if we were talking about bidets, now, we were addressing bidets, that's a completely different story. That's very much more significant.
But, you know, because you...
Bidet.
What?
A bidet.
Bidet?
What's the day in this context?
Bidet. It's where you wash yourself.
Oh, the bidet.
The sand out of your vagina, Bob.
Yeah, okay. You've done that, haven't you?
It's more like a bidet. Sort of like it rhymes with the word bidet, that one, yeah.
Okay, so then he says, wise up, you saps. Ion is playing you like a badly tuned viola. The proof is in the pudding. All I see is glop.
Well, he was listening to Glow, so it's an upgrade now that he's moved to glop.
That's right. He mentioned Glow in the previous message. So from Glow to Glop. The proof is in the pudding. He doesn't give us the proof. Can you read this person, male or female? What do you see is going on, Ion?
Just drivel.
What's his motive?
Trying to be a Gambino, but can't quite make it to Philly.
How very childish.
What's a Gambino? A mafia guy?
Mm-hmm. A mobster.
And he can't make it to Philadelphia.
Which is where they are.
No, he says he's in Los Angeles.
No, the context of that family, the head of this Don's family, they can't get to where that is. I'm a preacher who can't go to the church. There you go, same thing.
So I refuted him, and then he says, I love you, Bob.
There's your trouble. There's your trouble right there. They love you till they hate you, and then they hate them above you, and then they love to hate you, and then they want to consume you, and they want to bury you in a peat bog, make copies of you, run you around the mountain, put you on the TV, take you off the TV, give you a show so he can cancel the show, so he can love you up, so he can take you down, so he can puff you up, so he can say it was him all along, and he had all the power, and you don't know who you are. And George Herschel Walker, the good one, is won the day again.
Okay, I love you, Bob. I just worried that you are being used by a malevolent entity, a trickster that is holding you back from realizing your ultimate expression as a thinking being. Are you doing that to me, Ion?
They could.
Good answer.
You have said many times thinking is not something that we should be so proud of.
Well said.
But as you were talking about that, I was thinking about Lucifer. What happened there that he started the war on heaven just because he could not see it to the right of God? Was he really upset, or, I mean, do angels get sad, or what happened?
Let's see, where is Ion? Oh, I'm still here. Geez, you see all the people come running back in once Ion shows up.
They got their little douche meters going, Bob.
Roxana brought up this point. Does Lucifer have feelings of jealousy?
Do angels have feelings? Or how come he started the war on heaven just because he could not see to the right of God?
Does Lucifer work closely with the heavenly hosts?
As an archangel, it would seem to reason, wouldn't it?
Seems to reason what?
Seems to be reasonable that he'd work with the heavenly host. You have to participate, Bob.
I want to know, what is the heavenly host? Is the heavenly host actually earthling, because heaven is earth? Okay, give us a song.
Well, we were just thinking about we're going to have to go somewhere because you can't get there. So we could go back to We Didn't Start the Fire, or The Piano Man, or Portal 2, or Billy Joel.
Please,
or,
no. No.
Or Joan Thompson, and we can do all kinds of songs. We could do some Creedence Clearwater Revival, or or Have You Ever Seen the Rain, or Carry On a Wayward Son, or Long Black Train.
Why don't you just answer? Why don't you just answer a question?
Or Babylon Has Fallen.
So, Ion, the heavenly hosts are hosts of heaven. Are they human?
Define human. That's more confusing than heavenly host.
Oh, okay. Let's not go there.
Like Bobby V, the night has a thousand eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bobby V.
I know that song.
The night.
Oh, right. Oh, we actually got up to Bob's dumb. Oh, we're up to Bob's
The heavenly hosts are God's angels organized in a large army.
And they also sometimes contain Resident Evil, which is the remastered version of the Fiji game.
Yeah, heavenly host is just legions of angels, according to Bible tradition. I mean, I don't know what Ion means by them.
We do mean the same thing you mean.
Do the archangels preside over the heavenly host?
Well, there's the different organizations of the angels, so there's all kinds of ways that they've been described.
Good.
And they have different roles.
She's very quick to lay out the parameters. That's why people mess up so many times. You got all these words, and they apply to something, but they don't apply to what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about, so you're talking about some esoteric nothing thing that you're trying to explain. So you got Lucy, you got some explaining to do. So then Lucy gets all tangled up and tries to do some explaining, and she starts crying, and then it ends up like, and then they start over.
The question was, why did Lucifer express emotion or appear to express emotion? Bert said that it had to do with the heavenly host. So, Ion, did the heavenly host have emotion or express emotion? as opposed to the Archangel Lucifer?
No.
Did any of those beings express emotion, or was it satirical in the writing?
Buy you a six on the beach?
Is there any way that, for example, we talk to him and say, okay, you can come see it, it's okay? I want to know why would be there a need to the battle or to the...
Yeah, what these angels, what's their problem, Ion? What's their issue?
In your inbox.
Oh, damn. Well, we'll just look up the song. No, not in my inbox yet. I think you're on a delay.
That's comical. That's funny. That's funny, but we are
on Ion. Within the confines and the parameters of an individual's force field, are the angels that they command within or without the parameters of that? They'd have to be included within or without?
Well, they can work within and be without, or be without and work within. It's kind of like when you've done folks with demon possession the same way, or like when a beast gets embraced by something, it can take it, but then it has to be removed. Same kind of thing.
An ascended being has their angels positioned which way around their force field? Are they in a particular kind of hierarchical organization, or how are they organized?
Revelation 23 has all that.
Let's go back and listen to Roxanna's questions. Her questions are better. She's direct. She's not quoting anything. She's got no jargon. She keeps it simple. And you won't answer her.
Answer. That is the answer in your inbox, too.
Oh, fucking early coiler bullshit. I don't want to hear him rant.
Tyler.
I've never listened to it. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, we're not in a hurry. We're patient.
You have to keep the flow, Bobby.
You guys want to hear this nonsense, early curly?
Yes, you should not resist to the flow. You shall not resist.
Well, just say it, and then we'll see. Answer the question.
That's why Bob. That's why Bob is a good one.
Tell you about perseverance, young man.
That if at first you don't succeed, it wasn't meant to be. It's a waste of time, because the union's just going to take your money anyway, because they're jealous that we got an extra bone in our body that makes us smarter, but don't nobody in science care to acknowledge that. And you were an unwanted pregnancy, and you ruined my dirt biking career, and get out of my sight. You disgust me. You talk about that one, Eddie?
And the Son has done been imparted with the knowledge of the Father. Today we's learning about rocks. There's all kinds of rocks. These is rocks which you throw. These here is rocks that you get hit by.
Damn, Daddy.
And this here one is what we call a tooth.
Man.
There's only one way to capture the elusive bunfish. Ain't that what you was talking about?
No, we were discussing this boy's paternity.
Oh, I couldn't hear shit down there. Whose bicycle is this? Rusty, piss on that there rabbit. If he dies, I'm your daddy.
Early, there's more scientific ways of doing this.
Do it anyway. See if that some bitch will fax now.
It never was able to fax. It's a coffee maker.
You dumbass, you can't fax coffee. Coffee don't fax worth a damn. Every time the rain hits it, it'll run. Damn, you a dumb sumbitch. Come on now, turn it on, son. Turn it on.
Turn it on, son. Turn it on.
No. It's already on, okay? You got to tell him it's on.
It is on, boy.
Follow with the simile, come on.
It's on like.
What's it on like? Preferably a rhyme.
It's on like Michelle Kwan.
Oh, son.
Hey, man. I'm going to do a triple X of Lux on your Zamboni dice, and I'll score a perfect six, and I'll collect all the...
Stop, son. Now, let's get it on!
Good Lord. You wearing that to church early?
Listen here, boy. The Lord made everything, so he must have made this year hat Ain't that right, Granny?
No. I want that flash from the Tetons down in PC Beach.
And God made PC Beach, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did.
Yes, he did. God is gooder than hell. Now, Rusty, there's a veritable cornucopic plethora of various numerous big number of kill moves to use on that old Smash Master. You got the shiv.
So that's all there is to that?
Hold on. It's coming. You got your belt fastened? Uh-oh. In this hand, I clutch the feather of a cock. And this one, a shiny ingot of gold. I ask thee, which will fall faster?
The ingot.
Well, let's just see about that.
Looks like I was right.
About what? No, I don't need no internet. No, sir. Not in my life.
Okay, so we go back to Roxanna's pointed questions.
No, it was Judy. It wasn't Rachel. It was Judy, Barbara's sister, Donnie. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead, Bob, to pick up whatever you were doing.
Right. Those were the answers.
That was a bunch of shit. I couldn't even understand it. What is it? It's a bunch of jerks. They don't even speak English.
They talk good as you. They talk right good as you talk right. Perseverance,
no.
Bob. Perseverance.
No.
Perverse.
I couldn't follow it.
And why is that different from any other conversation? With your glib glabbers sticking out all over.
Because you can make out. You can understand our conversation.
Oh, really? If you listen to your archive, deliciously wonderful to figure that one out. Nice, Bob. Boy, this nepotism shit's working out for you, eh, Bob?
Yeah.
No, we have to entertain ourselves when you are not there, so it's just entertainment.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's very pleasant. How bad?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Really?
Okay, ask something.
Sorry, Bob, I couldn't make out what you were saying.
What?
Are you okay, Nate?
Are you interrupting?
No, I'm sure.
No,
sorry, Bob.
She was saying you don't know how to talk right, Bob.
I couldn't understand what you were saying, Bob.
Okay, let's see. Where's your phone number? Okay. Get rid of this pest pretty quickly. There it is. Michael Dito. Muted. Okay, go ahead, Roxanna. Pick up with what the question you already asked.
Do angels have feelings? Or what would they react?
Oh, he said no. Good, we got an answer. They don't have feelings. Then what is the root of their... What? I don't care fuck what he said. What is the... The angels don't have feelings. So what is the motive for them wanting to be on the right-hand side of God?
A placeholder until God gets there.
Well, they think they're helping.
Well, they don't really care, but that's what they're doing, you see. When you fell, something had to fill the void. Then they found out when you're falling, they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. So they really don't want to have to be your foot soldier. So as long as you stay little man, they're kind of like got the day off. So, just like...
Okay, so that's... They got the day off. It's not based on motive.
They don't bring the silver. If they don't bring the silver out, you don't have to polish it.
They have energy, and they like it to flow where the least resistance is. They don't have to do chores for other people. They want to just flow. They are subject to that pleasure.
Well, they just found that out. They didn't know it was pleasure, this seed of do nothing. But then it went on and on and on and on and on, and then they became accustomed to it. Then they became a pecking order. Then they decided this was pretty cool. Then, like, these the original gator hater, George Herschel Walker, how about them dogs ain't quite the thing that they thought it was going to be. But that's already been thoroughly discussed, so it's up to you. Please yourself.
they don't really have anything against humans. Like you say, they don't care.
They don't even acknowledge you, humans. Why should they?
But why do they serve us?
They don't serve you. They serve God.
And what is God?
One who's ascended.
So they're serving a few humans, the ascended ones.
At least the original Gator Hater. Yay!
Who is the original Gator Hater?
Gator Hater. Ernie Kyler. I actually thought it was Rusty, but it turned out it was the good one. Herschel Walker.
Ion, is the epicardium the visceral layer between the fourth ring and the heart?
Fourth ring, yes.
2 weeks ago, you were talking to Chad, and Chad asked if the epicardium was the fourth ring, and you said it is the visceral layer between the two.
Right, that's what we just said, between the two rings, which is what you said.
Between the two rings. No, I said the fourth ring and the heart.
There is no difference between the fourth ring and the heart, just like there's no difference between the third and the fourth ring. They're the same.
Is there a change taking place in the second dorsal? You've referenced the second dorsal.
Yes.
Is that change also involving the phrenic nerve? So there is a change taking place with the second dorsal. Is this change to the second dorsal affecting the phrenic nerve?
You say in the Revelations that the angels will rejoice. I already asked you that, but joy is then not an emotion. What is joy if the angels can rejoice?
Herschel Walker, Kyler, them dogs is hell, the original Gator Hater. There you go.
What was it, Bert, the second dorsal versus something, or what was the other part of the topic?
Phrenic nerve.
Second dorsal is changing, which is a little attach and call to the second part of the hypothalamus.
Would you say, Bert, the second dorsal and?
Phrenic nerve.
Phrenetic nerve?
Phrenic.
As connected to the hypothalamus. Well, he talks right, you can't understand him either, so good for you, bud.
When you say we're learning to talk right, does that mean talking right is engaging not only other humans, but non-physical and the angels? Is that the meaning of talking right?
Wow.
Way to go, Ian.
Wow. I'm glad we're getting some good stuff done here.
I think we should go back to read the Hitler book. Ian, want to hear about Hitler?
Das Hagen, 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 Hagen.
Tatsächlich.
Sehr schön, sehr schön.
Ach so. Yes.
What does Der Schoen mean?
Very nice.
Very nice. Well, what about this part? Throughout history, Ian, such entities are legion. Colin Wilson referred to them as mind parasites. I don't doubt Ian's existence. I doubt his efficaciousness and his motives. Any concept on that?
Them dogs as hell, don't they?
Them dogs as hell.
Them dogs as hell. With Jimmy Dean, too.
Ion, in the RNA drops, when there's a sediment at the bottom where it gets really thick, and when you shake it, does that change the potency?
No, it doesn't change the potency, but it redistributes the block back into your body.
Ion, does the angel eat or drink, or where do they get their food or their, what we call energy, their fuel?
Who said they do?
So they never need to eat or drink anything?
They can, but they don't have to.
If the Bible is reversed, are they going to engage humans? Like they say they're going to have children.
Well, we say they did all along. We say they have never stopped. We say the only aberration is when you chose to become a little man and separated yourself from your place of power. That's the only confab that we're having here, is reminding you that in this whole span of eternity, there was a snippet where you fell. That's all. Herschel Walker, them dogs as hell, don't they?
Do they experience the force field?
They can. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven, yes.
How do you engage that force field?
It's in season 9, episode 4. Ink is thicker than blood, which is thicker than water.
Ion, if there's a war in my heaven, am I confusing the angels with my commands?
When you speak to them.
And if I'm not speaking to them, they got the day off and do what they will. You described that Lucifer had a preference for sitting at the right hand of God. That sounds more like a pattern rather than a feeling or an emotional response. You said he did it over and over and over again. So did Lucifer develop a pattern or a preference? Do those words apply at all?
They can.
What does it mean that they sit on the right of God? What's the point on sitting besides a God?
Ricket.
It says in Wiki that Herschel Walker, Kyler, them dogs is hell, don't they, a.k.a. Herschel Walker, is actually the name of the infant son of Lil Kyler and an unknown man. And then it goes on to describe his random acts of violence. Does that relate to the angels?
Yeah.
Herschel rarely shows emotion, has sadistic grins, and occasional outbursts of woo being his primary methods of self-expression.
Wow.
Is this a football player?
Wow! He is generally depicted as being a baby version of Early, though he seems even more prone to fits of random violence, killing characters for no given reason.
Yeah, it sounds like an angel. They seem to do that at people's bids.
Though Herschel seems to have a deep-seated hatred toward other characters, he does not seem to mind being ordered around by Early and is willing to serve as his accomplice in various crimes. That is, until Herschel abandons Early, presumably to make his own way in the world.
Sounds like an angel, as Ian has described it so far.
And Herschel is named after the University of Georgia Bulldogs 1982 Heisman Trophy winner running back. So this is a modern day chip body or a TV body version of the angels.
That's kind of like Bubba Trump.
Oh my God, that's so hilarious, Ion. You are so funny.
Hey, we tear it up on the weekends.
At least you're funny, Ion.
Well, no, why is it so funny? The way angels are, they'll smote anything if you tell them.
Every nasty thing that's ever been done got done by them, and y'all run around trying to bop them around. It's pretty cute.
Yeah, it says, so this is, I guess, in the clip, such random acts of violence soften Early's heart. He accepts the child as a surrogate son. So the way Herschel gets accepted as a surrogate son to Early is by Early imparting more fundamental life skills, drinking, shooting, stealing, and breaking into jail. Oh, and jailbreaking, sorry. So this is what Ion's saying is, every nasty thing that God ever wanted done, the angels did. So here's this Herschel, who's this kind of bastard child, apparently, of Lil, and he endears himself to early by adopting all these behaviors, and then he becomes even more violent and unpredictable.
And you imagine someone of these people that worship angels, that teach angel courses, getting talk. How would they react to this? They would be suitably shocked and insulted by our interpretation.
Oh, my God, they would just be horrified to think that this Herschel Walker Kyler, them dogs is hell, don't they? It's the name of an angel. Oh, my God.
I think it's great that Ion is creating a different...
Revelation squidmentation.
I agree. I think it's very helpful to bust up all the patterns and memes and ideas and identities and accepted themes and break them up. Bust them up.
Yeah, unfortunately, those people can hide. They don't come over. They will never find out what Ian said. They just
Like in season 6, episode 8, the Pharaoh's Wad.
Okay, so you've destroyed the angel image. Can we get back to Roxanne's questions?
That was the Roxanne's question. That's the one we've been answering this whole time.
The Herschel Walker Kyler them dogs as hell don't they is the answer to do angels have emotions, why do they respond the way they do, blah blah blah. It's all part of what I just read.
Yeah, Roxy, are you satisfied with that answer? You have a new image of the angels.
Yes.
Did you do Revelation chapter 23, Roxanna?
Yes.
Is it a shocker to learn this? Early sun is the model of modern angels. Does that bother you?
No, I sort of felt sorry for Lucifer. Like, I thought he was very sad because he was the most beautiful and the most loved. And then he was just...
It was just random violence.
Dumped.
The wars in heaven were just random violence.
I understand he was so disenchanted.
Yeah, communist, disenchanted, megalomaniac, communist, Illuminati bastard.
That's when you're having Chalky trouble.
Chalky, is he Butchie Lucas's friend?
No, it's not White, it's Chalky.
Chalky. What TV show is he from?
Chalky trouble. Google it, Bob. You got a nice, sharp Googler.
I just feel like angel talking.
Yeah. When people is ascended, there is more interaction between the angels and the ascended. Like, they engage in coitus and they talk and they do things for us.
You got a question there, Roxy?
Is there more interaction with them?
When?
When people is ascended, like.
Oh, do ascended people have more interaction with angels?
Certainly. They don't let them in the front of the house, but they certainly engage with them more, just like you carry the help.
It's automatic, isn't it, Ion?
Automagic.
It's automatic. They just do your will automatically.
Automagic.
You don't have to talk the language of the angels when you're ascended. They just do your will, right?
Yep, loved him a good butthole.
Ion's the best at forbearance.
How come the angels are related to us? Was it always like that, or we created them?
Bob, do you know the answer to that question? Isn't that in the Revelation series?
No, it's in about 10 bucks.
I wasn't listening. What was the question?
How come we are linked to the angels, like?
It's in Bob's inbox. If you'll play it, it'd be great. It's only 111.
Well, I'll just say the title, Loved Him a Good Butthole, Squidbillies.
It actually explains it. It's only 111. You're going to spend more than 111 listening to me not answer the next 99 questions.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, it's okay now. Go ahead, Bob.
No, Carolyn objects. Carolyn won't have it. And you said you'd follow Carolyn's wishes.
bring her forth then.
No, she won't even talk to you.
You either, so that's all good.
Yeah, she's not available.
You renegade coming.
That's a good line. I like that one. Why don't you just be the squid billy guy? Why do we have to play kids? You just be them.
Because of Ralph Nader, that's why.
What'd he do?
He wouldn't play it either. That's what happened to Barry Goldwater the last time. But I don't know about the next time, but that's what happened last time. Okay, so left him a good butthole. Go ahead, Bobby. It's ready.
I can't get my hand to move in that direction. It's resisting.
Oh, okay.
So
no
you guys
worries.
Want to hear Loved Him a Good Butthole? Everybody
yeah,
want to hear
it? Yes. He has a picture of Patrick Swayze on his wall.
He was Swayze crazy.
You ever think about meeting someone at church or internet date or something?
Ooh, like that site where they put them fire poppers up their buttholes? Now that's a good
one. No, not that specific
but
site.
But why? That's how I met your great-grandpappy.
Now, woman.
Ooh, he loved him a good butthole.
I told you not, never, ever, not, no, damn, don't never verbulate that man's name in his house again.
Well, I don't think she said his name.
Some of us were a little too busy banging to exchange business cards.
And don't you go Facebook him on the iBox, neither. Sheriff says you raised him down hell down at the library.
Yeah, you know I did. Oh, you go strong or you don't go at all.
And also, don't y'all never shoot at no gas cans in the house unless y'all in an unventilated area.
Close the windows.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Ow! Ooh.
Yeah, there it goes.
Come on, son. Breathe in. Go on, boy. That's it. As close as you ever gonna get to a damn birthday party. Mm. Happy birthday!
Yay, isn't that wonderful? Happy birthday. Now, see, Bob, that was worth the price of admission right there. This actually makes your annals of all your... charts, side winding scribbles, meaningful. So now they have something to apply. For the very first time, Bob, now you have something to apply your chart to. You're going to validate William Irwin Thompson before it's over. How wonderful, Bob.
I didn't listen to it, Ian. I don't know what it said.
Neither did Quoker. There was a quadrant, you know.
Ian, did you say that this cartoon we're speaking right now will help validate William Irwin's chart?
His quadrant invites. Not his chart, it's Bob's chart. Bob didn't listen to it, so he missed it. And the Quoker quadrant won't notice it either, and Quoker didn't read it either, so it's all even and good. So at the end of the day, Bob spent his whole life talking about something that nobody else listened to, including Bob. Sounds wonderful to us. See, like James Brady, he had half a mind not to come. You haven't even had any Yogati in too long, Bob. You got some offense by that. Is it you've not been paying your royalty dues again?
Ion, you said that the new moon before the blood moon would change how we see light. Are there any other changes to the moon? Are there any other changes?
No, not changes to the moon. It's how you see it, because there's going to be a layer of microscopic particles that come out of the earthquakes and the volcanoes, plural. It's going to change your visual biases because it's a filter, so you won't see it the same way. You're welcome, but we told you that in advance, just remembering that.
What was your topic, Bert?
The
pickles.
The new moon.
The new moon.
Ion told us about the new moon before the blood moon that it would change how we see light, and they just, you said microscopic?
Little bitty.
Little bitty.
Bitty bitty.
Is that an indication that our vision will change, or will there be certain instruments that we can
see? Your atmosphere is changing. Mm. Oh, wait, we're being redundant. We already told you that now, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, there's an echo. There's an echo, Bob. There's an echo. You should fix the echo. There's an echo. We're now being forced to capitulate and say things we've already said when there's so much new content that we've never even reached and gotten to. And then yet you have issue with saying a little love to him, a good butthole. It's astounding to us.
But what's this new moon, Bert? You mean like the monthly new moon or some new physical moon?
Before the new moon, before the blood moon, Ion stated this. So it's just the new moon for every month, the monthly cycle. But this last one that we had before the blood moon, that's when Ion said that it would change how we see light. And now there's even more.
And if you even look now, the way you see the sky and see how the light bounces off of it, it seems as though it's different. You'll start noticing it. But then you're so used to seeing, not seeing, seeing the things that not seeing, seeing the things that don't see, the see, the seeing the things that see. It's like your body's changing, but someone else can look at you and go, oh, my God, you've changed. And you're looking at yourself in the mirror, which is a past tense reference of yourself. You don't see or notice those changes or shifts because it's normal. It's very close to what it was like yesterday or tomorrow or the moment before the last moment. Okay, so obviously there's biases going on here that you're suffering yourself through the lineage of regression regarding, because there you go.
What was the topic there, Bert?
It's all connected to the moon reference and our eyesight, visual bias. Ions, well, we see changes in the clouds, the actual physical clouds in the sky.
We say you already should. They're red, billowy, and puffy, and you watch the video and you watch these plumes going up 60, 70, 80 into the troposphere, 1,000 feet, and you're asking us if there's any change in the environment for which you see the clouds. We say, what do you think?